20. All alone, Mr. Wales surveyed his new apartment in Unit R6 of Leasing Zone 28. A lifelong dream was fulfilled. He had advanced not one but two zones toward Omphalos. The housing authority had investigated his petition, seen the utter virtue of his life, his devotion to public good. Moving about the room, Mr. Wales touched walls, the floor, gazed out the window, inspected the closet. He ran his hands over the stove, marveling at his gain. The former tenants had even left their edufactored objects, clock, shaving wand, small appliances. To Mr. Wales it seemed unbelievable that his trivial person had been recognized. Petitions lay in 10-foot heaps on the desks at the housing authority. Surely there was a God. Surely this proved that the gentle and the meek, the unassuming, won out in the end. Seating himself, Mr. Wales opened a package and brought forth a vase. He had acquired it as a gift for his wife, a celebration present. The vase was green and blue and speckled with light. Mr. Wales turned it around, blue on the smooth, glazed surface, held it tightly in his hands. Then he thought about Mr. Purcell. He remembered all the times Mr. Purcell had stuck up for victims in the weekly block meetings, all the kind words he had put in, the encouragement he had given the tormented in their trial. Mr. Wales thought how Alan Purcell must have looked coming up before the last block meeting, the dogs tearing at him, the female bitches guzzling at his throat. Suddenly, Mr. Wales shouted, "I betrayed him! I let them crucify him!" Anguished, he rocked back and forth. Then he sprang to his feet and hurled the vase against the wall. The vase burst, and bits of green and blue and speckled light danced around him. "I'm a Judas," Mr. Wales said to himself. He covered his eyes with his fingers so he would not have to look at the apartment. He hated the apartment. Now he had what he had always wanted, and he didn't want it. "I've changed my mind," he shouted, but nobody heard him. "You can have it back!" The room was silent. "Go away," Mr. Wales cried. He opened his eyes. The room was still there. It did not respond. It did not leave. Mr. Wales began gathering up the fragments of vase. The bits of glass cut his fingers. He was glad.